Thanks for taking the next 20 to 30 minutes to take care of yourself in a really powerful way by fully engaging in this guided visualization for strengthening the immune system during the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll start with a brief introduction that will help you prepare for this healing experience. It's important to begin by recognizing and honoring that this is a time that's bringing up fears, anxiety, sadness, and many other emotions for all of us. Clearly recognizing what is happening inside us and regarding what we see with an open, kind, and loving heart is what Tara Brach calls radical acceptance. Welcome to the practice of radical acceptance. We're being advised that most of us should assume that we have been or will be exposed to the coronavirus. People with compromised immune systems, from smoking, diabetes, obesity, asthma, chemo, autoimmune diseases, and other factors, are at risk during this outbreak. We also know that prolonged stress weakens our immune system. Research demonstrates that guided imagery can assist immune system functioning, and that's hopeful news for everyone in this era of COVID-19. In this visualization, we are guided into a deeper awareness of gratitude for our own bodies, the role of our magnificent immune system, the miraculous impact of combining our imagination with intention, and our innate ability to heal. You may choose to begin this healing session by saying the following out loud. I am aware of the gift of my body and grateful for its innate ability to heal. I am aware of the gift of my immune system and grateful for its role in keeping me healed, whole, and healthy. I am aware of the gifts of imagination and intention and grateful for their role in helping me heal. And so now, find a comfortable and relaxed position, either sitting or lying down. Let your eyes close gently. It feels so good to relax. Your eyes are grateful to be still. This is a time for you. Nobody needs anything. Nobody wants anything. Simply relax. Gently place one hand over your heart. And focus your attention in the area of your heart. Imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area. Breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Breathing in and breathing out. And again, breathing in and breathing out. As you continue to breathe in this gentle pattern, breathing in, taking about 5 seconds to breathe in. Breathing out, taking another 5 seconds or whatever feels comfortable. You're your breath calms your mind and emotions. You are feeling calm and relaxed. Breathing in, breathing out. Now imagine that a golden violet light is entering your nose, your eyes, your mouth. Breathe in this beautiful, healing golden violet light. Feel the light as it flows in and through your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Notice any texture and brilliance that comes with this gold and violet light as it fills you. Breathe out any stress or tension that's been held in your body. You're doing well. Continue to breathe in that gold and violet light. And breathing out any stress or tension that's been held in your body. Become aware of your whole body now. As you continue to breathe, notice where you're holding stress. Breathe in the gold and violet light. Feel it flowing throughout your whole body. Breathe in gold and violet light. Breathe out any stress that you've been holding in your body. See the stress floating up and away in a balloon, higher and higher, lighter and lighter, until it is transmuted into the energy of love and light. Now allow yourself to become very warm and comfortable. Let any fear fade away. Feeling very warm and relaxed, safe and secure. Imagine the fear fading. Release the fear into a balloon. And imagine it floating higher and higher, getting lighter and lighter. See your fear being transmuted into the energy of love and light. Continue your healing journey now. By making yourself very small as a drop of water. Slip inside yourself through your mouth and down your throat. Take your time. Use all your senses to experience being in your throat. Is it slippery? Does it tickle? Imagine yourself in your throat inside a clear bubble that will protect you and supply you with everything you need. With each breath you take, you feel safe, more secure, more comfortable inside your bubble. Allow yourself to become even smaller now and enter your bloodstream. circulate through your body. Feel your small self in your protective bubble as it journeys through each of your body's systems. Your nervous system, digestive system, reproductive system, lymphatic system, respiratory system, immune system, tell your immune system to release stronger and more effective white blood cells into your bloodstream. Let these white blood cells be represented by an animated or symbolic form. Perhaps they look like Pac-Man or a glorious full moon. Watch them travel through your bloodstream full of energy and sure of their purpose to dissolve any unhealthy growth that they find. Take your time. Next, you'll transmit messages of encouragement and direction to your immune system. Picture or imagine that you have a healing wand or a healing finger. Using this new healing resource, imagine 19 each of your white blood cells. That's right, you are tapping each white blood cell into knighthood and declaring it to be a wise, experienced, and healthy white blood cell. These knighted cells understand the importance of not harming your joints, organs, or skin. Invite your wise white blood cells to work in peace and harmony for your greatest and highest good. It's time to imagine one more resource that will strengthen your immune system. Picture or imagine a giant vacuum cleaner that you can manipulate with your magic wand or magic finger. Go ahead and touch it with your magic wand or finger. You are so small in your protective, transparent bubble. The vacuum cleaner is huge, and it has an incredibly important purpose during this period of COVID-19. Direct this magnificent tool to suck up and destroy any spiky proteins that are found on the surface of the virus. It doesn't matter if you have any symptoms, have had the virus, or may never get the virus. Just imagine that the powerful vacuum is doing spring cleaning of your insides. Imagine the vacuum cleaner moving back and forth in the area of your lower lungs. See it destroying any harmful spiky proteins. Imagine how it sucks out debris that has weakened your immune system. See your lungs returning to their natural, healthy color. take a moment to breathe in gratitude for healthy lungs that are filled with air, breathing in with ease, breathing out with ease. Run your vacuum cleaner throughout your whole body. Take your time. See it destroying any harmful spiky proteins. See it spring cleaning all of your insides, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Know that it is destroying anything that is harmful to your well-being. Finally, see your immune system leaving any damaged areas in peace, and watch as in time-lapse photography, those areas healing completely. Thank your immune system for the good job that it's doing in the face of this global challenge. Ask your immune system if there is anything you can do to help speed your healing. Now gently place your hand over your heart. See and feel yourself being restored to a state of ideal health. Appreciate and love yourself for taking the time to heal in this way. With your hand still on your heart, imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or your chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Now activate and sustain a regenerative feeling such as appreciation, care, or compassion. Radiate that renewing feeling to yourself and to others, and do this often. This is a resource state. Anytime you practice heart-focused breathing, connecting with a regenerative feeling such as gratitude or compassion, and radiating that feeling to yourself and others, you receive and give great healing. You can relax now. It's time to return to your normal size and space. Become aware of your surroundings. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Open your eyes and notice that you are feeling more alive, alert, aware, and awake. I encourage you to actually journal following this healing experience, or just simply sit in quiet gratitude. I would like to end this time with a short prayer. Dear God, this world is in great upheaval. I pray for your tender loving kindness for this human family. And I pray that with your power, we may transcend our limitations and receive the divine intelligence to heal these wounds and those who have been left in such immense grief. With open hands, I come to you. With an open heart, I beseech you. And with eyes that yearn to see truth, I commend our spirits into your care. Amen. And blessings to you.